Port Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
How God had led children of Israel from Egypt to the wilderness of Sinai. There's a word from Carter Colon, who wrote an article, Coming Out of the Wilderness with Power. And in that article, Colon wrote that the term wilderness experience rarely, if ever, means a time or place of leisure. He said the wilderness is a hostile place where few would willingly even go. Most of us would resist going into the wilderness, yet that is exactly where God sent his son. And Jesus embraced this barren setting as a positive rather than a negative experience for him. Mount Sinai, my brothers and sisters, is a desolate and an isolated place. It was a mountain where God would meet Moses and the children of Israel. This would be a place where God would reveal his purpose and his plan for the children of Israel. And God has a way of doing things like that, for there are times that God will lead us into isolated places in order to get our attention. There are times that God will bring us and deliver us into unique positions so that he can have a personal encounter with us and a personal conversation with us. So my brothers and sisters, the question we ask this morning, have God gotten our attention? If we look at a society today, if we look at all of the things that consistently keep carrying over and over again, have God gotten our attention? Have we become, my brothers and sisters, a nation that have become so distant, so independent, that we have forgotten about the one who made us who we are? In that 19th chapter, we saw how God was about to make a covenant with the children of Israel, and how God was about to set standards as to how the people were to live and to approach him. My brothers and sisters, have we forgotten standards? Have we forgotten how we are to approach God and the covenant he established for his people? Have we become so distant, and have we become so cynical that we no longer pay attention to God's word? Nor have we become so distant and so cynical that we no longer hear the voice of God speaking to us through his divine word? Have we now lost our first love? Have we now began to walk contrary to his purpose and his plan for a nation? Have we shed the role of being the beacon of light to the world, drawing in people who have been disenfranchised, who have been ostracized? Have we as a nation lost who we are in our walk, in our relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King? Have we forgot the standards that the Lord placed upon us so that we could be that support mechanism for the world to see. My brothers and sisters, but we need to understand that God set the standards. And because He set the standards, we need to understand how we are to abide by those standards that God set. First of all, God is holy. And He is to be honored above all gods, for thou shalt have no other gods before me, He said. We have a unique relationship with Him, but He gave us that opportunity because of something unique that happened. Have we forgotten, my brothers and sisters, that the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom to give us access into His presence? Have we forgotten how to approach Him? Have we, as a people, neglected our commitment to God and the covenant He set for us? What is it that God is revealing, and what is it that God is sharing in these particular days? What is it that we can see over and over again, as there seems to be no end to all of the unusual occurrences that continue to happen? What is it that causes us to shake our head and be weary and weary at times, not know what will happen tomorrow? But we can understand that God is in control of all things, and we don't have to worry about tomorrow because He has assured us that He holds tomorrow in the palm of His hand. And because He's holding tomorrow, He has embraced us with an everlasting and an unconditional love that we can move forward in our unique and our personal relationship with Him. And our relationship is tied to a covenant that God has made. Although we sometimes break the covenant, God will never break His covenant that He has for you and I. And now, I need to ask the question, are we now wandering in the wilderness? Are we now at a point in our life, in our relationship, that we have become so distant, so isolated, so barren, that we now can't hear the Lord? The children of Israel, my brothers and sisters, they were in a type of wilderness while they were in Egypt. But this wilderness was slavery and bondage. But they were, as a people, isolated in a unique way. They no longer had the freedom and the civil liberties to do as they pleased. They were in a wilderness. Due to their captivity, they from time to time forgot what God had said and how God had delivered them. They, as a people, would literally move in other direction. And because they would move in other direction, they experienced this wilderness for over 430 years. 430 years of slavery, 430 years of isolation from the Lord. And that experience was not to get confused. They were to understand who God was in their mind. And God can use, my brothers and sisters, the wilderness to get each and every one of our lives, to get each and every one of us attention. He can use those wilderness experiences to get our attention. My brothers and sisters, even Jesus went through a wilderness experience. Pastor, I don't understand that. Jesus Himself went through a wilderness experience, and that experience was not to get His attention, but to get our attention as well. Jesus went through that wilderness experience to demonstrate to us how we are to come out of that wilderness. Every time We are told how the enemy came at Jesus in the wilderness. Jesus would say, "It is written." What was written? I'm glad you asked. What was written was God's word. And God's word has power. The power to change, my brothers. To change each and every one of our situations. The power to alter. And the power to move things out of our way. If there was one thing that the enemy knows, it is God's word. The enemy knows God's word. And because the enemy knows God's word, his objective is to cause difficult situations which would cause one to forget God's word. The enemy's desire is to put so much on us that we forget God's word. Woe is me. Pity on me. Instead of rationally saying those words, we need to go to Romans 10:3, where it states, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Not your words, but his words. Whosoever, inclusive, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For there is power, there is deliverance, there is restoration in the name of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, how many wilderness experiences have you had? How many wilderness experiences have you gone through in your life? And what have you gone through in life that you felt that you were in a wilderness? What is it that made you feel that way? That you were isolated? That you were destituted? Maybe it was the death of a loved one. And the depression was so overbearing that you didn't think you would make it out of it. Maybe it was the loss of a job where your finances began to look a little funny. Maybe it was your children that were on drugs. Maybe it was a financial crisis. Whatever it may have been at that particular time in your life, you thought you were in the wilderness. You were isolated. You were desolated. You were stranded. What this tells us is when you are going through your wilderness experience, you need to have a word. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And what this tells us is when you are in your wilderness experience, you and I need to call upon the name of the Lord. For he is Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. The Lord is fighting on our behalf. He's out before us. He did say, "Lo, I am with you always." He is with us. He is even in the midst of your wilderness experience. The Lord is simply saying, when the enemy approaches you, "I'm your banner. I am fighting. I am out before you, providing a way, a pathway." For the Lord is directing our paths and ordering our footsteps. But there is power in his name, deliverance in his name. When you call upon the Lord hears us. When you call upon the Lord, he moves and responds to what we are asking. And when the children of Israel called the Lord, he answered. Why? Because the covenant he made with Israel. We see verse 6, it says, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel. My brothers and sisters, this represents the separation of his chosen people from the general world population. Or it states an overall biblical plan of redemption. The beginning of the outworking of